team has to cooperate. So Alabama can't be at their very best, because if they are, I think we know what would likely happen. But that being said, and the atmosphere that's in here, what is your recipe for a Wisconsin potential upset?
Well, like I said, Wisconsin's got to play its best game on both sides of the ball. And to be honest, Mike, I think this team has to catch some breaks. Alabama lost three fumbles in the second half against South Florida last week. And that is a big reason why South Florida was within 14-13 in the fourth quarter before Alabama did Alabama things and won that game 42-16. So you've got to be able to take advantage of that.
Can't wait. This is something a lot of people have circled for a long time. Alabama is here, and we're getting closer to kickoff about 70 minutes from now. Let me, before we pause for the next commercial break, let's take 10 seconds for a station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Wisconsin football.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And again at Camp Randall Stadium as Wisconsin gets ready to take on Alabama. Stay tuned. Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher take over next. Our pregame coverage continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
Action! When I grew up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Of your local grocer today.
Badger football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
Continue from Barry Alvarez Field at Camp Randall Stadium, the highly anticipated non-conference matchup First of a home-and-home series, the Badgers and the Alabama Crimson Tide. First time since 1928 that Alabama has sent a football team to Madison. These teams last met, though, in 2015, the first game for Paul Chryst as the Badgers head coach in Arlington, Jerry World, home of the Dallas Cowboys, on a day where Derrick Henry, en route to his Heisman, ran for 147 yards and three touchdowns. Alabama won that night and went on to win the national championship, and a team that many believe will be in the thick of it once again this season. Joined now by Mark Tauscher, and what an opportunity. I might be wearing out that word, but if you're the Badgers, a team that has been more in the middle of the pack in the Big Ten, if things can break right today in a few hours, they're going to have a lot of people looking at them for the first time in a while on the national front.
There is no doubt. I think, obviously, locally, Wisconsin is always a big deal, and you always get the sense, and it doesn't matter if it's, I think Ohio State and Michigan, but there's always these games where you kind of are measuring yourself and seeing, because I think most people nationally say, oh, Wisconsin's a nice team. They're physical. They'll do this, but they're limited. That's kind of that brand that I think people nationally have. And how you stop that is you beat an Ohio State, and when you get these opportunities, and you don't get these opportunities very often. For these players, for these coaches, this is what it's all about. And I just always remember, Barry Alvarez talking that this is what you come to Wisconsin for, mm-hmm. or to play in games like this. So the guys can really kind of reshape the narrative around, not only the program, but this Luke Fickell era. So today is obviously going to be a monster test, and I think the guys are really well prepared, and now it's just a matter of going out and executing and doing that. And if you do, all of a sudden, like you said, Matt, people will look at this program in a different way.
Kick off a bit more than an hour from now, and the crowd already filing in. Area red. Already several rows are occupied. Kudos to them, because I'm guessing there was a lot of fun in town well into the night last night, and they're rebounding very nicely for this 11 a.m. kick.
Well, you always have to know what the main thing is. So you do your pre-party and your tailgate, but I think for today, and, you also give some credit. I see a lot of Roll Tide, a lot of A's yes. around here too. So they are excited because this is a unique place. They have not been here, I think, since, what, 1928? That's a no joke.
Yeah,
no puns, none
yeah.
of that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's fun for everybody. This is what college football is all about. Test yourself in a big stage, and everybody, the excitement level, you felt it being around downtown last night, just driving in this morning, all the tail. It just seemed like there's more activity, and the stadium is going to be rocking. This is going to be a really good test. We're talking about a really good test for us, the Badgers. This is going to be a good test for this. This is their first road game, crowd noise, and you just got to feel like the excitement level is going to be at an all-time high here at Camp Randall this afternoon.
All right, coming up, we'll get you a little scouting report of Alabama. We'll also have our Piggly Wiggly home field advantage as we continue with our Badgers pregame coverage. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger football from Learfield.
Need a boost? Check out Zoa Energy now at Piggly Wiggly locations. Zoa's got great taste and is the perfect way to kickstart your fall tailgates. Fueling your body with natural caffeine, B and C vitamins, electrolytes, and zero sugar. Available now, and currently you can buy one Zoa and get one free until September 17th at all Piggly Wiggly locations. Bring that Big Dwayne energy this fall with Zoa Energy.
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters, and every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978. Explore clearybuilding.com today.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pre-game coverage continues. Wisconsin and Alabama here today at Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. Time for the home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. And you know, Tosh, we talked during the week, it's going to be hard enough to sustain drives against this Alabama defense. You can't help them. So it's that line you hear a lot, stay as normal as you can with your down and distance.
Yeah, you know, obviously Wisconsin's offense needs to do that. But I really think defensively, you saw Alabama last week, 12 penalties. Get them behind the sticks. Get this crowd. You have an entire enthusiastic fan base that just wants to make a difference out here today. And the way you do that, get them in third and six plus. Force them to throw the football and let this crowd really have an impact in the game. Because, you know, when you're a heavy underdog like this, you need everything that you can. You got to use every advantage that you can. And this home field, I think we've seen it. We saw it on the Friday night to open the season. The crowd is going to be into it. It's going to even be more amped up today. So finding a way to not let Alabama stay normal, second and six, third and three, you have to get them in some uncomfortable positions, because that's where you get those turnovers and you find ways to get off the field. So if Wisconsin can do that on defense, I think they're going to have a really successful day.
That is our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. And speaking of that, as we get you the scouting report, you know, Jalen Milroe is a guy that you could do everything right and he could still pull it down and run for big yardage. But it was interesting last year, as good as Alabama was and a team that very nearly beat Michigan in advance for the national title game, Milroe took 44 sacks last year.
Mm-hmm.
And overall, Alabama quarterbacks were taken down 49 times. So, you know, they want to get the ball out of his hands more this year, obviously. But as mobile as he is, as athletic as he is, teams got to him.
Yeah, that's always that tricky part, because you know, when you're a young player, it's usually your first read, and then and you're a really good athlete, go. You know, get some positive yards, don't take sacks. So one of the things, quarterbacks want to evolve, and they want to keep their eyes down the field, and they want to, you know, make big plays. Well, that sets you up for sacks and things like that. So that is always the tricky part. But you're right. I mean, from a defensive coordinator standpoint, there is nothing more irritating than you get in that third and six plus, and everything is dialed up, and then he eludes a rush, and he runs and picks up that first down. It's just a gut punch. That is one of the big things that you have to eliminate today, and it's easier said than done. It's very easy from up here. It's a whole lot different being down on that field.
The vibe from the Alabama folks is that we could very well see their two starting tackles back in the lineup here today. Caden Proctor, the outstanding sophomore. He's out of Des Moines, Iowa.
Mountain of a man.
He is 6'7", about 370. He was hurt in pregame warmups before their season opener against Western Kentucky. Did not play in that game as well as last week's game against South Florida. It sounds as though he is on a path to get back on the field. And Elijah Pritchett on the other side, a redshirt sophomore who was dinged up in their first game, came in the fourth quarter against South Florida at right tackle, and Alabama didn't waste any time running to the right side of the line. So if they're more whole, that's obviously huge for Alabama, because that was a penalty-plagued group a week ago, that offensive line.
Yeah, when you start bouncing guys, you know, it's one thing if you have one guy out and you have to put a sub in, but then when you have to move a guard to tackle and you have to, you know, slide guys around, all of your timing and all the rhythm gets thrown off. And that's not even factoring in the fact you have two really good players that haven't been available to you. Now you get that back. You know, unfortunately, I think for us, it'd be like, hey, you know what, you take a week, come back next week. Well, yeah, you're good. You're 16, 17-point favorites. But that is, I think, whenever you can get those road grading, you know, guys that you love being out there, and then you solidify everything else, you're going to assume that a lot of that inconsistency that you have seen from their offensive line, you're hoping, if you're an Alabama folk, you're thinking, well, this should solidify that. Anytime you can get two players like that back, it's going to help your team.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping they'd hold them out, too. Like Wisconsin, Bama has a bye next week, but then they play Georgia.
So I think they should take a week.
I think
why would you not
time?
Want two extra weeks? The bye came at a perfect time for them. It would come at a perfect time for us. But, yeah, that obviously they're going to have that Georgia game circle. That is going to be a monster game. But I really think, and unfortunately, I do not think, just listening to their coach and their players throughout the week, I don't sense that there's any, oh, we're looking, it's nope. The bye. They are focused, and I don't think you're going to see Alabama think they can roll their helmets out here and find a way to win at Camp Randall.
Defensively, it is a very impressive-looking group, especially the D-line and the linebackers. They're very deep on the defensive line. The linebacking core is extremely mobile. He's got Deontay Lawson, Jahad Campbell, Quay Rousseau, Q Robinson rotates in. They will be without Justin Jefferson, who was hit with a targeting penalty in the second half. The Badgers, of course, without Jake Chaney. So Tackett Curtis, he looked pretty good last week.
Did.
He's going to get the starting call.
Yeah, you know, that. I think we've all agreed in talking to Fick at the coach's show this week. It's a dumb rule. We need to get rid of it, but that's a story for another day. It does give you an opportunity, and I think that inside linebacker crew, it provides a little depth, and, you know, we'd love to see Jake Chaney out there right away. That's not going to be the case, but like you said, Tackett stepped in, and I thought did some really good things, so it's going to be a huge test. Really, you look at Alabama's defensive line and their linebackers, it's what they're known for. They're really good. It's going to be a really big task for Wisconsin's blocking unit to block those guys up and give Van Dyke some chances to go down the field.
Yeah, South Florida missed what could have been a couple of big hits in the passing game. A couple of freshmen in that secondary for Alabama. There were opportunities for South Florida, but they did not convert last week, and Alabama broke open what was a five-point game with 6 minutes left. They broke it open late to get separation in a 42-16 win, and that was a very deceiving final score. Stay with us. Coming up as our pregame coverage continues, our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new 2025 Chevy Equinox. We'll visit with Badgers defensive lineman Ben Barton. Coming up, this is Badger Football from Learfield.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A-minus in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
For over 100 years, David Catt has served the hardworking men and women that improve the quality of life in our community. As your local Catt dealer, David Catt provides new and used heavy and compact equipment, power systems, rental, parts, and full service support to those of you getting the job done. You make essential progress possible, and David Catt is honored to support the work you do every day. Visit FabitCatt.com or call your local David Catt store for more information. David Catt is proud to sponsor Badgerland.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
Rolling on with our Badgers pregame show. Wisconsin and fourth-ranked Alabama today at Camp Randall Stadium. Time now for our player profile. We'll focus on the Wisconsin defensive line and one of the players who has really grown as he has developed into this program and has grown into a big role in this Wisconsin defense is fifth-year senior Ben Barton out of Stratford, Wisconsin. Was a Tim Crumry Award winner, symbolic of the top senior defensive lineman in the state of Wisconsin. You get your award named after a guy like Tim Crumry, and that is quite the compliment and an honor earned by Ben Barton. And now, as I said, a big part of the defense and one of those veteran guys who's been here all along at Wisconsin. As Badger fans know, the team last year had the first week of camp down at University of Wisconsin-Platteville. It was so good last year, they turned it into 2 weeks this year. And as they prepare for games like this, you turn back to those first 2 weeks of camp, and Ben's one of those guys who thought it was nothing but good.
Like Fickell says, like, sometimes you just got to learn how to do hard stuff. Like, obviously for all of us, I mean, for me, I'm the only person on the team who's married, but it's a different atmosphere of being in Platteville all day long, and you're only around your teammates, you're only around your coaches, you're almost like growing into each other by being there. And especially this week, you're there for 2 weeks. You know, last year I definitely thought that, like, for my first year of being away from, like, Jess, being away from my dogs for the first, for 1 week of camp, I thought was a lot. But then this year, kind of like, I don't know if I'm more matured into the program and more acclimated to how Fickell runs things, that I enjoyed, like, I thought Platteville was pretty good this year, and it wasn't one of those things that, like, wow, you can't wait to get home. That wasn't really how it was. It was, I really do see the development from being there an extra week.
So you mentioned, you know, being married last year. I think people started calling you the professor because you knew, you just knew everything that you had to know. So are you getting the old married guy jokes now? Is there a new nickname involved?
No, not too much, but okay. I am definitely on the team. I'm not somebody who's as big into the nightlife in Madison as more of a, I do enjoy being with my friends, being at our apartments or hanging out in that type of setting, but I definitely am not the young man who goes out around State Street as others.
Hey, so like an old guy like me now. It's good. You mentioned, you know, the role, obviously, for you is continuing to increase. Now the second year under Coach Fickell and the staff, give us an idea specifically where you feel, I don't know if comfortable is the right word or not, but I'll go with it here for the sake of this conversation. Where do you feel better about expectations and all that goes into being a player here under Coach Fickell and his staff?
So last spring I came in under Fickell's, Fickell becoming the head coach, and I went from playing under Coach K, who I was more of a rotational, not even a rotational guy, but I was actually probably closer to the bottom of the rotation, who was probably going to see six snaps a game, to last spring, I had an okay spring. I, you know, don't feel like I made as many jumps as like last fall camp. I really started to, there was an injury that happened last fall camp with one of our D linemen who ended up, I ended up playing a little bit more, and then we got towards later into fall camp and I never really gave the spot back. And then later through the year, it ended up, me and him also ended up playing together a ton, which now ended up Kurt and I start together now, because we have had some things happen in our D line and I feel super comfortable playing with Kate and Kurt. Cade and Kurt out on that field.
You mentioned a couple other guys. The depth seems to be something. I mean, obviously you took a hit, you know, toward the end of camp to the depth, but you've got some guys, you know, via the portal, being a young guy like a Dylan Johnson. There's, you know, seems like five or six guys that, that Coach Whitlow can count on to put in there, and you're not going to, it's not like there's a drop-off. You have guys who all can contribute.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you've got pros from people like, like the pros of playing people like Cade, who is so absurdly knowledgeable about what our defense runs that he's essentially like having another Mike linebacker on the field. Or Kurt, who's so explosive that when he's out on the field, it doesn't matter if it's first and 10, he could throw an offensive guard 3 yards, get in the backfield, make a tackle, and all of a sudden it's second and 13, they're behind the sticks. Or where I'm in there, where I'm more of a run stop guy who, now with what has happened to our D-line, it feels like I've got slightly more, possibly crawling into more of the passing realm. But in early fall camp, I was more rush defense. Now I'm more of a everyday third down, even nickel guy. But with people like Eli Hills, you've got such explosive get off. He can ruin a play just by getting off the ball faster than everybody else on the field. Or Brandon Lane, who's so strong and can be explosive through using his strength. And I'm not going to lie, I think Dylan Johnson's the strongest player I've played with in college since James or Matt Henningsen. He is that strong. Okay. I have not seen that in a freshman since I've been here 5 years.
And with that wrestling background, he under the leverage, he obviously has that down, right?
He obviously shoots off the ball real fast. He's got that great natural leverage, too, with his height. But he works edges. Like, he can be on the right inside edge of an offensive guard, and then he's like, oh, wow, I'm starting to get walled off from the pass protection that I need to get to the other edge to have the quarterback on my other shoulder. And he gets there real fast. So, I mean, he works edges really well.
That's Badgers defensive lineman Ben Barton. It's quite a test for this group up front, Tosh. They're, you know, continuing to grow. And it's not just those guys. You need, you know, the guys on the edge and the, you know, all the linebackers to do their part. But against a team like this, one heck of a test for this group.
It's going to be a huge test. And I think one of the things Ben said there about getting in the backfield, getting it to, you know, second and 13. And I love the, how did he say that with leverage? The leverage challenge. How, what was his quote there where he basically is calling him short? But how
I believe he was, yes.
How he utilized it. That's what you love to hear. You know, he mentioned a bunch of different guys. And I think that's what you're going to need today. And what we didn't necessarily maybe see in the beginning, that first game, was rotating a bunch. You saw a little bit more of that last week. And you saw maybe a little more fresh bodies and more TFLs and some other big plays from that D-line. So, yeah, big test today, and they're going to need to answer that bell for Wisconsin to pull off this upset.
All right, that is today's player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers in the all-new 2025
Chevy Equinox. Our pregame coverage continues, and when it does, we'll visit with Patrick Herb and get our Badger notebook. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive-free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Okay, I'm not usually one to exaggerate, but you need to drop everything and get to Kohl's because they have so many ways to save right now. I just shopped their customer appreciation event, and not only did I get great deals on a bunch of fall styles, I also got 30% off because I'm a Kohl's card holder. Or if you're a rewards member, you get 20% off. Even non-members can save with 15% off. Plus, you can earn Kohl's cash too. So what are you waiting for? Hurry to Kohl's and thank me later. Offers end September 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With the Badgers, every touchdown is more than just a touchdown. It's a testament to the teamwork, elbow grease, and can-do attitude it takes to make it to the end zone. And while our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH knows every successful farm is more than just a farm. It's the product of top-notch tillage, planting, harvesting, hay, and forage equipment at the hands of hardworking growers. Settle the score with superior tools by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers. On Wisconsin.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Oh, what a catch! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
And coverage continues. Barry Alvarez Field at Camp Randall Stadium. The Badgers and the Alabama Crimson Tide. This very highly anticipated non-conference matchup. As we visit now with Patrick Herb for our Badger Notebook, and with highly anticipated matchups, presents a very busy week. Obviously, the guys going through their preparations to play the game, and everybody surrounding the game
has been hopping this week. In fact, you've done a couple marathons probably going point A to point. Give us an idea of just the total operation for a game like this.
Yeah, the pedometer is working overtime this week for a lot of staff members around here. Let me first by saying when this happens and everybody's busy, nobody's complaining because this is good. This is good for business. It's good for the team and the program and our state. And everybody loves to be the center of the college football world. And so we're really proud to have this the eyes of the country on this game and on our city. And it's a great opportunity. But there is a ton that goes into it. And there are things that are layered beyond just the game. So this week also coincided with the launch of the Ron Dayne 25th anniversary celebration. So on Monday that kicked off, and there's a clothing collaboration with Ron and Under Armour in Wisconsin that it celebrates his legacy and what he's done and the 7,125 yards that he ran for. So there's been some attention and some effort put into that, and then he'll be recognized today after the first quarter, and folks from the Heisman Trust are here for a special presentation. So you have that as part of this. Having Fox here in the Big Noon Kickoff presents a big challenge and a big opportunity for us, and part of that is logistics, as you can imagine. So over at the Kohl Center lawn, where they've been doing their pregame show today, they began setting up early in the week. They began on Monday setting up, but it takes a small village of people to put that operation on. But then they've also been able to do great things and feature our program and our athletic department also. For example, this morning, Jenny Taft and Mark Ingram were on a piece with our men's hockey team skating around, and it was part of the show and great exposure for that. They did a bit with some of our volleyball players playing a 3-on-3 volleyball with them. They did a segment on Melvin Gordon and Ron Dayne and the Heisman and the running back legacy here with Mark Ingram. Then, of course, they have their set inside the stadium, and there's been a lot of conversation and effort put into where this goes. In past, we've put it in front of Bucky's locker room in the patio in the southeast corner of the stadium. Well, this year we wanted to make sure that our players are in the background of the shot instead of Alabama's, and we wanted to put it in the corner where a lot of the Wisconsin recruits are hanging out, and it's kind of cool to have them here. So it's moved to the north end for the first time and jammed into a little corner, but it's a big deal. It's a big set. It's a lot of people that have a lot of work put into it. In addition to that, tons of alumni coming back. Some big names from our program's history are here. Awesome hosting them. We've got almost 40 NFL scouts here that are packing this place. The pregame sidelines right now, if you look at them, they're packed. It's as much as we're probably ever going to have in this building when you consider the recruiting angle, the NFL scouts, Alabama, what they brought. Part of the contract was for Alabama to have 4,000 tickets for this game. Wisconsin will get 4,000 tickets next year in Tuscaloosa. That's way more than a normal allotment for a road team like this. But there's going to be more than 4,000 Bama fans here. I'm pretty sure of that. And so that's obviously added extra hoopla. And then Bama's travel party is humongous. I mean, it's almost 300 people that come. And so they've got pregame passes and a band, and they've got two semis. They've got a state trooper car that drove up from Alabama. Their buses came up from Alabama. You know, just all of the extra things that make this a big game.
Yeah, Nick Saban always referred to it as an organization, which is normally the way you would term it as an NFL team. Here it's program in college, or program, depending on how you want to say it. But Saban always said organization, and Kalen DeBoer, the head coach now, carrying that on. Okay, we all know Alabama doesn't lose often, but when Bama loses, what happens? How does it happen?
That's what I want to try and figure out. They've lost 14 times in the last 10 seasons, so that's not very often. But I want to look. Are there themes? Are there things that we can point to that, wow, if Wisconsin can do this, that's what happens? And one of them is not surprising. Alabama has turned it over two times per game in those losses. So forcing them into mistakes, getting a short field is going to be critical. This year they've already got 6 fumbles and lost 4 of them. So maybe that's an area Wisconsin could take advantage of. The other thing that stood out is that they've had 119 rushing yards in their last, they've averaged 119 rushing yards in their last 7 losses. In those wins, that's about 200 yards per game. So you almost cut that in half. So being able to contain them on somewhat. Now 119, that's still a pretty decent rushing day for a lot of teams, but you got to make sure they don't get to 200, get that what they average. And then defensively, the teams that have beaten them have been able to pass on them. That's been the difference. Opponents have averaged 291 yards passing against them in those 14 losses, and that includes 6 games where the other team threw for over 300 and even a 420-yard performance against them. So if you can do it, not going to be easy, but Wisconsin's going to have to hit some balls downfield. They're going to have to, at least the formula would tell you, history would tell you, they're going to have to take some chances and be able to move the ball through the air.
Yeah, that's where South Florida missed on some opportunities last week with receivers running free. Well, let's go have some fun today. It's kind of why we do this kind of thing, don't we?
No, that's what I keep saying. Like, it's been a long week and it's been a busy week, but this is why we do it. And okay. Hunter Wohler said it this week. It's why he came to Wisconsin, to play in games like this. So let's enjoy it.
All right. And he's about a half an hour away from getting this thing started. That's Patrick Herb. That is today's Badger Notebook. Coming up, our pregame chat with head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Need a boost? Check out ZOA Energy now at Piggly Wiggly locations. ZOA's got great taste and is the perfect way to kickstart your fall tailgates. Fueling your body with natural caffeine, B and C vitamins, electrolytes, and zero sugar. Available now and currently, you can buy one ZOA and get one free until September 17th at all Piggly Wiggly locations. Bring that Big Dwayne energy this fall with ZOA Energy.
Piggly Wiggly, shop the pig.
Malusi to the 10, to the 5, touchdown, Wisconsin, Ches Malusi, 89 yards.
Hey Badger fans, it's Ches Malusi, running back for the Wisconsin football team. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
Hello, Wisconsin sports fans. Brian Butch here. Do you love seeing our Wisconsin teams win? Well, I've got great news for you. With the release of Varsity Golden Ale and Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer from Potosi Brewing Company, you can make it happen. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of these beverages will be used to provide name, image, and likeness opportunities for Wisconsin student athletes to continue to compete for championships. So crack open a Varsity Golden Ale or Varsity Cherry Lime Vodka Seltzer and know you are supporting the future of Wisconsin. This is why we jump around.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's furniture and mattress destination for quality, selection, and service. Steinhoffels is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. During the weekend of September 27th through the 29th, visit any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store, spend $1,999 or more, and get a $100 in-store or online gift card to the University Bookstore to get the latest Badgers gear and apparel. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Pre-game show continues. Time now for our conversation with head coach Luke Fickell, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Appreciated what you said at your media conference on Monday. I mean, you only get 12 of these things guaranteed to begin with, but you've known since you walked onto this campus that people have been pointing to this game. No sense hiding it, right? Just go play, and you guys have a theme of let it fly. Especially true in weeks like this?
It is. It is. You know, sometimes it's a little bit harder, you know, because, you know, as a coach, as a player, you know, as the hype continues to build, sometimes it things build up more in your head. And what it's really about is when that ball's kicked off, it's not much different, right? Yeah, they might be some guys are bigger and faster and stronger than maybe you've seen in the past. But it's still about the ability to play. It's still about the ability to play fast. It's still about the ability to not overthink things. And that's the whole mentality of letting it fly. And, you know, I know that a lot of them, me included, will be excited to see it fly come Saturday.
You never know when a turning point of a game is. I mean, you guys have done a very good job of winning the fourth quarter, but the third quarter, off the sudden change, then you lose Jake Chaney. But they turn a goal to go into a field goal. Elijah gets a big sack. I mean, if you're pointing to big moments, it's about as big as it gets.
It is. It's you know, some resiliency there, and sometimes you got to find ways to create that energy and don't want to put yourself in those situations to create it. But I think in that drive, they might have had six plays or seven plays for maybe minus 10 yards. And so that kind of was the burst. That was kind of the, you know, a bit of the change, and maybe even some ability for us to play a little bit more confidently and freer and faster. And so we got to carry that on. I think we did the rest of the game. You know, it even got down towards the end where you were pretty comfortable with, you know, making sure that hey, get some of those other guys in the ball game and feel really good about where we are defensively. And if we don't get the first downs, and get the ball back.
Priceless at any time, but especially in a game where you guys were in control, but it wasn't like you were up by 30. I mean, for those guys to get reps in those situations is huge.
It is. It's been like that, you know, in both of those where you feel like you're in control, but it's not out of control. And so it still makes it, you know, some stress levels to things, but it also gives an opportunity for some of those guys that did get in there to see real live action. You know, they were calling timeouts. They were trying to get the ball back to see some of those young guys, you know, whether they were carrying the ball or blocking up front, to be in situations where, you know, there's some pressure on you. Like, we need to run this clock out. We need to get a first down. We need to put this ball in the end zone. And there's a lot more to that than, you know, guys go in there when it's up 25, 30 points.
I know their offensive line, they haven't been completely healthy yet. Talking about Alabama here, they've done some shuffling, but my goodness, Jalen Milroe. You're going to see really good quarterbacks throughout the course of the season. And they talk about their wide receivers, a couple of really young guys, but a lot of explosive capability there.
It's as much skill as we've seen and as much skill as we'll see all year. And, you know, there's some skill in our league and in particular, you know, some of the additions to the league. But this is definitely, I mean, this is the skill level. This is what we saw, even in the bowl game, you know, with some of the speed out the outsides and obviously speed at the quarterback position and the dynamic quarterback that Milroe is. So it's a challenge. It's a different challenge each and every week, but that's what you love.
I know you spend a lot of your time focusing on the Badger defense, but I know you appreciate good defense. Would you look at Alabama, their front, their D-line, their linebacking core? Give fans an idea of what jumps out to you.
Yeah, I see length and athleticism. It's across the board. I think, obviously, it's always curious to see how big those guys are up front. You know, last time we played them, I don't know how big they were until we actually got on the field and saw them. But I've really been impressed with the length of their linebackers, the activity of their linebackers. Sometimes we're playing with three and four of those guys in there. So some familiarity with some of the things that they're doing. It's been impressive.
Is that, as much as we talk about different kinds of offenses and how you have to defend that, you're an old nose guard. Is it still the separator of the very best teams? I mean, your UC team was awfully good in the trenches. Is that still the separator in college football?
It is, you know, and that's where, you know, everybody talks about the skill, but there's some definite separations. And I know when we played them last in the playoffs, the separation was definitely up front. And their offensive line was, and their defensive line in particular, was, you know, a little bit more than we could probably handle, and it was really, really difficult to do some things. And, you know, I don't know that that's the case, but, you know, that's what you find out on Saturday, is to see the difference up front. You can easily see some of the speed things, and that's a huge factor as well, but it's going to come down to that play up front.
Final thought, as we lean in this sport more to an NFL type of model, this is still college football, that the pageantry and everything. I know you're it's tunnel vision, it's, you know, office meetings, but when you walk out onto the field here coming up for this game, there's just got to be a special feeling. That's why you do this stuff.
Yeah, it'll definitely be different, and that's what I keep trying to remind these guys. you know, there's going to be some difference, but, you know, when the ball's kicked off, it really doesn't matter whether there's 84,000, whether there's how many different people are in the building. It's still about you and the guy across from you. And that's what we've got to continue to focus on. Enjoy the things that comes along with it, because this is what college football is all about. But the 60-plus minutes that you get the opportunity to play, that's what we got to be ready for.
All right, this Badgers head coach Luke Fickell, our pregame chat presented by Evans Transportation. We'll check out other games on the schedule, look at the starting lineups as well. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Take a look at other games on the Big Ten schedule today. Not a lot of marquee matchups, I think that is fair to say, but a couple worth noting. Michigan trying to bounce back after last week's loss to Texas in Ann Arbor, taking on Arkansas State. Illinois, a big win against Kansas. Brett Bielema's team hosting Central Michigan. Rivalry game, Oregon and Oregon State. They'll meet in Corvallis at 2:30 kick Central time. Notre Dame and Purdue, the Boilermakers, won their season opener a couple of weeks ago. The Irish trying to bounce back after a loss to Thomas Hammock in Northern Illinois last week. That game is at Ross-Age Stadium in West Lafayette. Michigan State has the home field against Prairie View. The Gophers of Minnesota take on Nevada in Minneapolis. Washington State, they meet in Seattle later this afternoon. Iowa, the home field against Troy. Nebraska, off the big-time win against Colorado in Lincoln last Saturday, continues a homestand again under the lights against Northern Iowa. UCLA and Indiana will meet in the Rose Bowl. Northwestern hosting Eastern Illinois. And Virginia will take on Maryland, with Maryland the traveling team in that matchup here today. Let's check out the UW Health Injury Update, UW Health Sports Medicine. Trini, the Badgers treating you. The good news for the Badgers, Tawee Walker, who did not play last week, is not on the injury report this week, so he is up. Barrett Nelson played very briefly last week, part of the Badgers' offensive line. He is listed as questionable, as is Riley Nowakowski, an important part of this Badgers' offense, with what they ask him to do at the tight end position, but he is listed as questionable here for today's game against Alabama. And that is your UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. For the starting lineups now for the Alabama Crimson Tide, first-year head coach Kalen DeBoer from Milbank, South Dakota, a graduate of the University of Sioux Falls, won an NAIA football national championship there. He was also an outstanding baseball player, hit better than 490 in his college career, also coached that program at South Dakota and was a part of three national championship teams there. 2 years at Fresno State, 2 years at Washington, took the Huskies to the national title game last January. DeBoer's career record as a head coach, 106-12. The starting lineup for the Tide, up front, Caden Proctor, 6'7", 369-pound sophomore out of Des Moines, Iowa. Tyler Booker, 6'5", 325, a junior from New Haven, Connecticut. Parker Brailsford, who came over with DeBoer from Washington. Brailsford, is the center. 6'2", 290, redshirt sophomore from Mesa, Arizona. Jaden Roberts is the right guard, 6'5", 310, the redshirt junior out of Houston, Texas. And Elijah Pritchett back in the starting lineup at right tackle, 6'6", 327, the redshirt sophomore from Columbus, Georgia. C.J. Dupree is the tight end, transfer from Maryland. He played against the Badgers when he was with the Terps 2 years ago on a very rainy, windy day at Camp Randall Stadium. The wide receivers are Kendrick Law, 5'11", 209, a junior out of Shreveport, Louisiana, and Ryan Williams, 17-year-old Ryan Williams, who's averaging better than 34 yards a catch. He has three touchdown receptions through the first two games. Freshman out of Mobile, Alabama. Jeremy Bernard, 6'1", 209. He's a junior out of Las Vegas, Nevada. The running backs, Jam Miller, 5'10", 218, a junior out of Tyler, Texas, ran for 140 yards against South Florida last week. 88 of those yards coming in the fourth quarter. He rotates with Justice Haynes, 5'11", 210, a sophomore from Buford, Georgia. For the Badgers on defense, you got Ben Barton up front, 6'5", 308, fifth-year senior out of Stratford. Kurt Neal, 6 feet tall, 290, red sophomore from Cornelius, North Carolina. On the edges are Leon Lowry, 6'3", 252, fifth-year senior out of Elizabeth, New Jersey, and Daryl Peterson, 6'11", 248, redshirt junior from Akron, Ohio. On the inside are Jaheim Thomas, 6'4", 245, fifth-year senior from Cincinnati, Ohio, and Tackett Curtis, 6'2", 228, a sophomore from Manny, Louisiana. On the corners are Ricardo Holman, 5'10", 185, a redshirt junior from Miami, and Nizir Forkurine, 6'1", 190, a fifth-year senior from Mentor, Ohio. The slot corner is Max Lofi, 5'10", 188, fifth-year senior out of Colorado Springs. And the safeties are Preston Zachman, 6'1", fifth-year senior from Elliesburg, Pennsylvania, and Hunter Wohler, 6'2", 218, a senior from Muskego, Wisconsin. These programs have met twice ever, in 2015, an Alabama win. In 1928, the Badgers shut out the Tide, 15-0. They finally meet again in Camp Randall Stadium on a beautiful late summer day as this crowd continues to file in. It will promise to be raucous and hopefully will stay that way for the next few hours. The Odyssey Greek Yogurt Kickoff is next. Kick off your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
They produced yacht rock hits that defined an era. It's Ambrosia.
Your biggest part of me.
With special guest John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin.